so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like
you. Rebecca Metzlin, director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Let's switch to the Supreme Court. Ketanji Brown Jackson looks like she's going to make it. The Senate voted 53-47 to discharge her nomination from the committee to the full Senate. Now, you may say, wait a minute. 53-47 is the full Senate. Well, that's right. You want to know why? Because in the committee, there's a rule that there has to be a referral out of the committee. It takes a majority. Committee's 50-50. Every Republican, and the reason it's 50-50, these committees, is because that's the Senate right now, 50 Democrats, 50 Republicans. And every Rusky Republican on the committee voted to stick a knife in Jackson, in Ketanji Brown Jackson. So then there's a vote in the full Senate, and Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, and Lisa Murkowski joined all 50 Democrats in voting to discharge it from the committee into the Senate. They'll vote again, and the same three people will vote for her, and she will be confirmed. You know, some of the disturbing part of this whole thing, you saw a lot of the really, really outrageous questioning of her. I mean, I've seen a lot of questioning of Supreme Court candidates, watch them in committee and all that. But she's asked by Blackburn of Tennessee, what is a woman? How do you define a woman? What kind of question is that? You know, I mean, they didn't ask anybody else that question. You think they're going to ask Chief Justice Roberts that question when he was, I mean, what do you mean, what's a woman? Secondly, they would ask very, very personal, nasty questions, kind of QAnon tropes. And they would interrupt her and yell at her. And Lindsey Graham in particular would ask a question, a really abusive question. And as she, even sometimes before she spoke, but certainly after she spoke a few words, he'd start shouting, waving his arms. I don't care what you're going to say, blah, blah, blah. He was giving a speech. And I think what it shows is that back in South Carolina, he has to go full MAGA on occasion with the Trump base. The Trump base are deeply suspicious of him because he's a weasel. And he has stabbed people so many times on both sides. He goes back and forth. He's a double agent. And at some point with a double agent, you can't trust him. So now he's going full frontal MAGA for a while. But he said something else that's very, very disturbing. Quote, if the Republicans controlled the Senate, she wouldn't have gotten a hearing. Those are the Republicans that had one more vote, she wouldn't have gotten a hearing even. Like with Merrick Garland, remember, they wouldn't even put it up to a vote in the committee. When Obama put him up, not only that, some of them wouldn't even interview him in their chambers. They wouldn't even question him. Moscow Mitch said something very similar a little while ago, and then doubling down, Lindsey Graham said, if the Republicans win the Senate this year, no Supreme Court justice nominated by Biden will be confirmed. And the corollary to that is, if they keep the Senate the rest of the decade, there will never be another Supreme Court justice nominated by a Democrat confirmed. Now, the word racist is thrown around lightly. I don't throw that around lightly. I don't ascribe bad core motivations to people. But it's certainly true that the Republican Party has racialized politics. And that's a maybe more benign word and a more accurate word. They have sliced and diced the constituencies into tribal groups. And they think that by appealing to their dominant tribal groups, it requires the denigration and putting down of other tribal groups. They're not looking at Americans as a whole. They're not looking to unite America. And Ketanji Brown Jackson is qualified. She seems like a fairly nice person. She actually seems like sort of a geeky, quiet, private, decent sort. I mean, that's, she came across to me. There's nothing, no reason for alarm on anybody's part. It reminds me of the Bork hearings. Remember Bork, Robert Bork, back in the 80s? He was a, he was not confirmed. He was a conservative, but he was more than a conservative. He wanted to overturn virtually all Supreme Court precedents in the last 50 years, anything to do with civil rights and privacy and anything else. But the reason, in my view, that he didn't get it, and I didn't see this, but I read it, and it's terrific. He was a bit of an egomaniac. And somebody finally asked him the Roger Mudd question. Roger Mudd was the guy, you won't remember this, many of you, because you weren't born, but back in the 70s when Ted Kennedy ran for president in 1980, Roger Mudd, who then was a big shot anchor type of guy, looked at Kennedy and said, why do you want to be president? And Kennedy hadn't prepared for that, to say what he wanted to do, and he fumbled, and it really hurt his candidacy, and he didn't win. Now, the Roger Mudd question was asked to Bork, B-O-R-K. You won't remember Bork either, many of you, but Bork was a very right-wing justice nominee from a Republican president. And they asked him, why do you want to be a Supreme Court justice? Why do you want to be on the Supreme Court? And he looked at them and he parted his lips like fangs. And you can almost see the saliva gather. And he said, quote, because it would be an intellectual feast. And he spit out the word feast. You know, I looked at that thing. I thought the guy was quasi nuts, clearly a right-wing guy. I wasn't going to support him. But, you know, I don't care if a guy is in my corner. Guy sits there with fangs and looks into the camera and says, I want to be in the Supreme Court because it'd be an intellectual feast. And then he said, I mean, you don't want a guy like that. You want somebody with a little bit of temperament, you know, somebody a little bit of nuance. You know, nuance is not a perfume. Tact is not something you eat, okay? Let's have people with a little nuance that in politics right now. So you have Collins, Murkowski, and Romney. But remember something. We have the Senate up. A third of the senators are up in November. We have some vulnerable Republicans up, but we have vulnerable Democrats up, some empty seats. All the polls show that when the party is in power, any party holds the presidency, the other party picks up some seats. It isn't down the line. That wasn't true in 1998 under Clinton, and it wasn't true under George W. Bush, 2006, but the fact of the matter is it usually happens. If they get the Senate, Republicans, and Moscow Mitch, is the majority leader, it gets shut down. The whole thing gets shut down. All of Biden's proposals get shut down. So get out there. We have four major candidates for the Senate Democratic nomination. Get out there and support one of them. Pick one of them and contribute to them and do some work. Get off the couch. Because, and this is a state where you have somebody, Ron Johnson, who's considered the most vulnerable in the country. The guy persistently backs Russia, says he does not trust our FBI and CIA, but he trusts Trump and he trusts Putin. He trusts the successor of the KGB when they said that they didn't hack into the 2016 elections. You can't have a guy who's cozy with the Ruskies. You can't have a guy who's cozy with the Ruskies when they're committing genocide. Go to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.